In the past, we've had, as we all know, we've had gadget days, we've had sort of show and tells of people's favorite iPhone apps. So I thought it might be good to try something a little similar to that that I don't think we've ever done, and that's just sort of like a show and tell of little JAWS tricks that at least I know, and maybe if you know of some tricks that, you know, aren't commonly known, it might be interesting. JAWS has a very nice, easy keystroke. Sort of, it's like speech on and speech off. Just like when on your iPhone, you know, when you do a three-finger double tap. And the nice thing about it is JAWS is still running, but you're not listening to JAWS, so you don't have to close the JAWS program. And that comes in handy in moments like maybe what, you know, we just heard there, where it's, you know, your computer's just going to start talking unexpectedly when you don't want JAWS to be on. You use it too when you're going to open up a program like Kurzweil or Talking Typer that has its own speech, and you want to shut off JAWS, but you don't want to close the JAWS program. So it's very simple. I use it a lot. You simply hit Insert Spacebar. You'll hear a little click noise.
Space.
And then I'll hit S.
Speech on.
And speech is off. Okay? I'll Alt Tab around. We don't hear anything, but the JAWS program is still running. And you know, if you've ever had to turn off the JAWS program, it takes a little time. You want to do a Control-Alt-J to turn it back on. Sometimes there's some drama as to whether it actually does come back on. But this very quickly turns speech off, and then Insert Spacebar S again. It's just a toggle.
Speech on.
Turns speech back on. So that's a very nice, simple, little easy thing that I use from time to time, that often in the past when I wanted to get rid of the competing JAWS voice, I felt, oh, I have to turn off JAWS and then later turn it back on. Close the program. This is just a very nice, easy little thing.
Insert space as one thing and then S.
Yeah, insert space. You'll hear a little click.
Okay.
And then S will say speech off, and then the same thing, speech on. You know, JAWS has a lot of commands where you do this insert spacebar, you get a click. Mm-hmm. R for research it, O to turn on convenient OCR, etc. So this is just one of those types of things, only with S for turning speech on and off. Cheryl did a good setup for me. I was planning on talking about contact groups and different ways you can put those together. The easiest way that I've found, rather than mucking around trying to select things in the address book, is to do what I'm about to do right now. I'll tab back over to Outlook.
Alt tab, inbox dash Google X dash David dot Kingsbury and Carol dot org dash Microsoft Outlook.
And I'm going to find a message that I've previously sent to a number of people, like say 5, 6, 7 people, and I'd like to, you know, retain that group as a contact list. So I'm going to go to my sent items folder to find that now.
Control Y, go to folder dialog, 3 view, inbox S, sent items.
Okay, not sure what was wrong there.
Heather Campbell, semicolon, Brian Johnson, semicolon, Ashley Brown, semicolon, Elizabeth White, semicolon.
Okay, so here's a message that I've sent to a number of people at the Carroll Center. So I'm going to first get into that message by hitting Enter.
Enter. Hi, Heather. Thanks for letting us know this.
Okay, and...
Hi, Heather.
I'm going to Shift-Tab till I get up to the To field, where I addressed everybody.
Shift-Tab, subject, Shift-Tab, CC to Shift-Tab, to colon read-only edit, Heather Campbell, semicolon, Brian Johnson, semicolon, Ashley Brown, semicolon, Elizabeth White.
Okay, and there are all these people in here. And I'd like to make a contact group out of them all. So I'm simply going to do a select all to select all of these people here with a control A.
Selected, Heather Campbell, semicolon, Brian Johnson, semicolon, Ashley Brown, semicolon.
And we won't listen to them all. Now I'll do a copy, control C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
Now I'm going to just get out of the list.
Escape, send items dash Google X dash David dot King.
And I'm going to go to my contacts folder. And we can go to that via the tree view, but I'm just going to hit control 3. That's a fast way to get to your contacts.
Contacts dash Google X dash David dot Kingsbury at Carol dot org dash Microsoft Outlook. Card view list box. Barrier, Jerry, Jerry, Barrier, Jerry.
And there's my first guy there because he's so important, and he also begins with the letter B. So I'm in the contacts, I'm in my contacts now, and now I'm going to open up the ribbon. Basically, the process is, you know, I've selected, I've copied onto the clipboard these addressees, and now I'm going to find a place to paste them to create the contact group. So I'm going to open up my ribbons with the Alt key.
Upper ribbon, home tab, to change ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon, use tab or shift tab, Alt followed by H.
And what I want is in my home tab. So I'm going to tab down, I think twice.
Tab. Upper ribbon, lower ribbon, new group box, new contact button to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab.
Now don't be confused because it says new contact and the word group is in there, but that is to create a single new contact. I'll tap a second time and this is the correct place to be.
Tab, new contact group button to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, CG.
Okay, so here's the new contact group button. I'll hit enter to get into it.
Enter. Leaving menu bar, untitled dash contact group, info bar edit to move to an item, press the arrow keys, name, colon, edit, type
in. Okay, so I land in an edit field where I type in the name of the contact group, what I want to call this crowd. So I'll just call it Carol folks or something.
C-A-R-R-O-L-L space F-O-L-K-S.
I'll tab once.
Tab, Carol folks dash contact group, members list, list box, Carol folks to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
And here where it says members list, I hit enter.
Enter, select members, colon, contacts, dialog, search, colon, edit, type of text, alt plus S.
Okay, and here where we have search and so on, I think this might be where people are having problems. Cheryl was having some problems. So rather than, again, go through their search for people or search through the address box, I'm going to tab a couple of times till it says edit.
Tab, extended select list box, Andrew Kingsbury, Andrew King, tab, members dash greater button to activate, press space bar, alt B.
Let me just check here.
Tab, members dash greater edit, type of text.
Here where it says members edit, and this a little confusing, but if you tab one more time.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press
okay,
space
it's
bar.
Just before the cancel or the okay, so I'll shift that back.
Shift tab, members dash greater edit, type of text.
And remember, I have all those people on the clipboard, so now I'm just going to paste them with a Control-V.
Paste it from clipboard, address book combo box, contacts, 3 of 4, to change the selection.
I'll tab once.
The arrow tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And there's the OK button, but before I hit the OK button, probably a good idea to shift tab back once, just to double check that I did actually paste these folks in.
Shift tab, members dash greater edit, type of text.
And if I up arrow, down arrow, I should find them, I hope.
LesMaria.Reuters@Carol.org, LesBryant.Charleston@Carol, LesBryant.Charleston, LesBryant.Charleston@C, D, greater.
Okay, I think they're all there. I'll tab to the OK button.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And I'll spacebar.
Space, Carol folks dash contact group, name, colon, edit, Carol folks, type of text, alt plus M.
And now I'm going to hit the escape key, or you can do alt S, to finally save the contact group.
Escape, Microsoft Outlook dialog, do you want to save changes? Yes button to activate, press spacebar, alt Y. Space, contacts, dash Google Apps, dash David.Kingsbury@Carol.org, dash Microsoft Outlook, card view list box, barrier, Jerry, barrier, Jerry, and...
We'll do the following just to check that they're there. That group should have been created. I'll go back to the inbox. Go there quickly with Control 1.
0 items. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Heather Campbell, semicolon, Brian Charleston, semicolon, Ashley Brown, semicolon, Elizabeth.
Actually, put me back in the sent items. But anyway, I'm going to go create a new message right now. Control N.
Control N. Untitled dash message left pair and HTML right pair.
And if I start typing it in, hopefully it will be here.
CCCB A, Carol folks.
There's Carol folks.
Enter to edit Carol folks, semicolon.
Okay, and I've created the contact group that way. So for me, that's a lot easier than the other way of having to go through your address book.
Yes. I just want to say thank you. This is very easy, and I think even I can do this.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we'll all be in a contact group that you send to us one of these days. So. Jerry mentioned another way, and I think this other way by using Excel is much better if you are talking about a large group. I use this contact group thing for like, you know, 5, 6, 7 people, 8 people, you know, small groups of people where also people aren't coming in and out of that group. If you have a large group, like 35, 40, 50 people, the better way is the Excel way that Jerry was talking about. So let me...
Quick question, David. Do you know what the limit is for Outlook in terms of how many people you can have in a group? Because I know that was a problem before.
Yeah, I don't know what that limit is.
Well, I did 224 yesterday.
And you did that the Excel way, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. What I'm going to do now, this Excel way of doing things, is I put a file on my desktop here. I'll go open that, an Excel file.
Windows M, desktop, 30P, residential email addresses, dash email lists.
And I made up a bunch of fake email addresses because I don't want to protect real people here.
Enter.
So these are presidential email addresses, and I bet you nobody knew what George Washington's email address was. But you're going to find out right now.
Blank A, name A3, blank A4, Washington, George A5, Washington@gmail.com.
So that's Washington@gmail.com. And John Adams.
Adams@gmail.com.
Adams@gmail.com and so on.
Washington@gmail.com.
We're going to commune with the dead here. So very simply, I've got a list here that starts with George Washington, and then I'll go all the way to the bottom of the list.
Clinton@gmail.com, as I believe, B37, edge of current date.
So there's Bill Clinton. This this list doesn't go down to, oh, well, we'll have to add Hillary later, or well. That's B37.
Washington@gmail.com, as I believe, B5, edge of current.
Washington's in B5. So it's about 30, 33, 34 people here, and again, this being, and it's a continuous list. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select from George Washington all the way to the bottom of that list, and the quick way to do that, again, if it's continuous, is like Shift-Control-Down-Arrow.
Control-Shift-Down-Arrow, select B5, Washington@gmail.com, B37, Clinton@gmail.com.
So that has selected all of these email addresses from B5 to B37. Just going to do a copy, Control-C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
And now I'll go back to Outlook.
Alt tab, untitled dash message left paren HTML right paren escape Microsoft out. And please wait, Microsoft Excel residential email address. Alt tab, set items dash Google Apps dash
okay.
Set item.
I'm going to create a new message, Control N.
Control N, untitled dash message left paren HTML right paren to edit type of text.
Probably one thing you want to do when you have a large list is you want to put these people, you want to do this as a BCC.
Yes.
You don't want to put, you know, like Jerry, 225 people in the to field for two reasons. One is for privacy and confidentiality. You don't want all those people knowing everybody else's addresses. But then it would be a bear of a message to read with JAWS because you might have to go through all those giant list of people there. BCC is blind carbon copy. And two reasons you use that. One reason would be if you're sneaky and you want to send a message to somebody, copy to somebody else, but you don't want that initial somebody to know that the other person is being copied. You know, if you're like a spy or something, I guess you'd use that. But the main reason is what I've just mentioned, the confidentiality. If you have a large group of people, if they're all in the to field or the CC field, everybody's going to see everybody else's emails. If you do a BCC, you've probably gotten messages that said, from Paula Jones to Paula Jones, or something like that. Or from Jerry Barrier to Jerry Barrier. Those are BCC messages. You're not seeing the addresses of all the other people. I don't have a BCC field in here right now, but the quick way to do it is through the ribbons. Well, I'll use the quick key, which is Alt-P-B.
Alt-P, upper ribbon, B, leaving menu bar to edit type of text.
And that's added a BCC field. I'll tab to the BCC field.
Tab, CC, dot, 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 and tab, BCC edit type of text.
And there we are. And now, that group of people, those email addresses that are on the clipboard, I'm just going to paste them with a Control-V.
Paste it from clipboard.
Now if I tab to the subject field.
Tab, subject, colon, edit, type of text.
And now if I shift tab back, we'll see that they're there.
Shift tab, bcc@washington@gmail.com, semicolon, adams@gmail.com, semicolon, jefferson@gmail.com, semicolon, madison@gmail.com.
And so on.
I assume you could take this list and do the same thing that you did before and create a distribution list with that list?
Yeah, I could, actually.
Yeah.
After I sent this message, or even now, I could copy and paste all of these folks and then do that same process if I wanted to.
And Al's asking, do you have to add the semicolons? And I'll let David answer that.
The semicolons came in automatically.
Yeah.
The semicolons were not in the original Excel file. Just the email lists were in there. So when you add them the way I did, the semicolons, you know, the separation between the addresses, that automatically goes in there. You don't have to worry about those.
How did you select the list on the Excel spreadsheet?
Okay, I'm at the top of the list. So, I mean, I could have done shift down arrow 30 some odd times right. To select one by one by one. But control down arrow by itself jumps to the bottom of the list.
Clinton@gmail.com.
Control up arrow jumps to the top of that list.
Washington@gmail.com.
Shift control down arrow selects from the top of the list to the bottom of the list. Again, it has to be continuous if there's a blank space in there. So I'll do shift control down arrow and you'll hear it say B5 to B37 selected.
Control shift down arrow select B5. Washington@gmail.com. B37. Clinton@gmail.com.
As we all know, PDFs are big challenges for a lot of us. They've gotten better over time. But one thing I didn't know that much about was the importance of reading order. And if you change the reading order, something that was unreadable can become readable. I have a PDF here that when it starts reading, it's going to sound very, very garbled here. So let me load that.
Reflections for reading order. Enter.
We'll have to wait for this to load.
Reading untagged document dialog. This attached page document is untagged and must be prepared for reading. What the document is being analyzed. Here, assistant tech.
Okay, so this You know, this opens up that standard dialog box you get sometimes, so I'll just tab to the OK button and it will start
read the entire
processing
document.
It.
Great app. Always use app. Start button to active space. Reflections for reading order. .pdf-adobe-reader. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar to activate. Press space bar. Processing page 3 of 8. Progress bar read only 37%. Processing page 4 of 8. Progress bar read only 50%. Processing page 7 of 8. Progress bar read only 87%. Processing page 8 of 8. Progress bar read only 100%. Reflections for reading order. .pdf-adobe-reader.
Now we'll start reading.
Has no links. Reflections for reading order. .pdf. Left quote. Top will in the relationship with God and the power of spirit and his possessor. It'll give oneself time and space. Going against current. Thomas culture does not live.
So you get the problem there. They're there. All the letters are there. But it's very, very garbled. And I found when I do run into these, you can change the reading order. Now, this came in as your default infer reading order from document. But I'm now going to play around with changing the reading order. I'll go in via the menus just so you see where this is in Adobe Reader. But then you'll see in a moment that there's a shortcut key to get there. So I'll hit the Alt key to get to my menus.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow.
Right arrow wants to edit.
Edit E.
And I could down arrow, but it's quicker to up arrow to accessibility settings.
Menu, edit menu, preferences, accessibility submenu, wide.
Accessibility submenu, sorry. I'll hit enter on that.
Enter, change reading options, shift plus control plus 5, R.
And you heard it say shift control 5, so that's the shortcut key to get to where we're about to get to right now. So I'll hit enter to get in here. So try to remember control shift 5. And if I had hit that at first, it would bring us right to here.
Enter, leaving menus, change reading options of current document dialog, change reading options of this document from quote infer reading order from document quote colon reading order colon combo box infer reading order from document 1-4 to change the select.
So I have four choices. It lands on what the current one is. And it's really more a trial and error type of thing. I don't know, you know, the magical way to figure out which of these four is the right one, other than the fact that the first one is not. Well, I'll down arrow to the one that I know works.
Left dash to dash right, top dash to dash bottom reading order. Use reading order and raw print stream.
Raw print stream works. I think the next one also works.
Tag reading order.
Tag reading order.
Use reading order and raw print stream.
But now if I just hit enter on this.
Enter.
Sometimes it takes time to process, sometimes it doesn't.
Reflections for reading order.pdf.
And I'll put it in say all, and you'll find that the garbling is now gone.
Reflections for reading order.pdf. 16 left quote that dwell in the relationship with God and the power of the Spirit. It is necessary to give oneself time and space. Going against the current, today's culture does not believe in life's processes and changes, even if it systematically makes them the foundation of its vision.
I don't know if I agree with the philosophy there, but anyways, it read clearly. And I found since learning this, whenever I hear something garbled that comes in, changing the reading order more times than not, 99% of the time, with Control-Shift-5, doing some trial and error between your choices can really improve that situation.
Is that the latest version of Acrobat Reader? Because it seems like they've updated in the last couple.
I think I have Adobe Reader. I think it's DC. Let me see.
Windows 10, desktop A, Adobe Reader side.
Okay.
I have Adobe 11.
Okay.
But it's the same with DC.
Right.
They both work.
DC
is the latest, yeah. DC had problems early on with JAWS, and those problems are now fixed. There was a while there where people said, avoid DC, and that's no longer the case.
Okay.
One thing I started playing around with recently that I knew about for a long time, but didn't know how powerful it can be when you get yourself into editing problems, is using find and replace in Word. I'll do a really simple example of find and replace, and then I'll show you the real world one that I had to deal with. So, you know, find and replace is simply, you know, finding a word and replacing it with another word. So I'm just going to open a document that's about Rwanda.
Windows F, desktop, folder R, reflections R, Rwanda background, .docs, enter, Rwanda background, .docs, dash, Microsoft Word, print view, edit.
So this is about an 8-page document about the country Rwanda, W-R-A-N-D-A. And I'm just going to replace the word Rwanda with Uganda. We hit Control H, you know, Control F is our standard find command, but Control H is find and replace in Word.
Control H, find and replace dialog, replace page, find what colon edit combo to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, alt N.
So I'll type in the word Rwanda here.
R, W, A, N, D, A.
So that's what we're finding, and I'll tab once.
Tab, replace with colon edit combo to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, alt I.
And I'll type in Uganda.
U, G, A, N, D, A.
Now I'm going to tab a few more times.
Tab. Replace with colon, more greater great tab. Replace button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt R.
Now, if I hit spacebar on this replace, that would go to my first occurrence of Rwanda, and it would replace it with Uganda. So you could go one by one by one if you wanted to. But I'm going to tap one more time.
Tap. Replace all button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt A.
And here it says replace all button. I'm going to spacebar on that, and you'll hear...
Space. Microsoft Word dialog. Word has completed its search of the document and has made 16 replacements. OK button to activate. Press spacebar. Escape. Rwanda back.
OK, so it replaced instantaneously 16 times. 16 isn't a whole lot, but say this was a 50-page document and you had to replace that, and it was 100 times. That saved a lot of time in terms of having to go and find every occurrence of that and manually change it. Here's a sort of a real-world one that I actually ran into once. I'll open this file.
Windows M, desktop, folder M, Mozilla Firefox M, material cover, dash, find and replace, dot, dot, enter. Material cover, dash, find and replace, dot, dot, dash, Microsoft Word, print view, edit.
This is a list of training topics that were covered during one of our JAWS courses at the Carroll Center.
Material cover, colon, JAWS, enter, JAWS 16, colon.
So in JAWS.
Interrupt speech.
I'm down arrowing.
Keyboard held on slash off. Read title bar. Read current line.
Okay. So for JAWS, for Windows, for Word, there's this whole listing of different topics that were covered. And this went on till, I'll go to the bottom of the page, bottom of the document.
Page 4, bottom of 5, blank.
Went on for 4 pages. This was a 2-week training class, and the other trainer at the Carroll Center had trained for the first week, and I had trained for the second week. And the thing was, I had to put the final report together. I don't like listing.
JAWS 16, colon.
JAWS on one line, and then topic by topic to go down 5 pages. What I wanted to do was make it so that all the JAWS stuff was in a paragraph. Then all the Windows stuff was in a paragraph. So it would be JAWS, colon, whatever the topic is, semicolon, space, then the next topic, and so on. So my 4 or 5 pages became 2 pages. I just wanted to save paper. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, you know, how am I going to do this? Because I'm going to have to manually go in, delete hard returns, futz around, get to the end of something, stick in a semicolon and a space, hit delete again, over 2 hours or however long it was going to take, change all that around. And I wasn't looking forward to that. And I just sort of scratched my head and thought, maybe how can I use find and replace to get rid of all those hard returns and stick in semicolons, etc. instead. So I'll go to the top of the document.
Top of 5, material cover, colon.
And what I did was the following. You can not only replace words and letters and stuff, but you can replace certain symbols. So the symbol for a hard return is the caret sign. That's the, you know, the little upside down V that's over the 6. So that's the caret. That's, so shift 6, P. Shift 6, P, or caret P is the symbol for a hard return. So I figured if I replace every hard return in the document with a semicolon and then a space, because think of, you know, after you've written one of the training topics here, you're going to hit enter once. That's the hard return. So I'm going to replace each enter with a semicolon and then a space. All of those are gone and things are all together in, now they'll all be together in a single paragraph. There'd be more editing I'd need to do later, but a much less editing than if I had to manually get rid of all those hard returns. So I'm going to do my Control H again.
Control H, find and replace dialog, replace page, find what colon edit combo, Rwanda, to set the value.
So I'm going to replace every caret P, so I'll hit Shift 6.
Caret P.
And I'll tab once.
Tab, replace with colon edit combo, Uganda, to set the value, use the arrow.
And I'm going to replace that with semicolon, space.
Semicolon, space.
Okay. And sometimes you just may want to replace things with just totally delete something. Then you just leave that area blank and that will replace whatever you had with the deletion. So anyway, I'm replacing every caret P now with a semicolon space.
Tab, replace with colon tab, replace but tab, replace all button to activate, press spacebar all day.
And I'll spacebar.
Space, Microsoft Word dialog. Word has completed its search of the document and has made 148 replacements. OK button to activate, press space. Find and escape.
So to you, I would have had to manually do those 148 replacements there. Now if I go to the bottom of the document.
Bottom of file, read and close file semicolon, find text. Find text slash previous left parent with JAWS, find command right parent semicolon semicolon.
OK, I was hoping it would say I'm on page 2, but anyway.
Page page number 202, word counting.
So I'm on two pages instead of four. So that saved me 2 hours right there in a real-world situation. Now, I still have more editing to do with this document.
Page 1, top of 5, material cover, :70, jaw 16, :70.
Because everything is a single paragraph. But I basically had seven or eight places where I had to manually go in and do the editing to make a JAWS paragraph, a Windows paragraph, a Word paragraph, and so on. So that saved me a ton of time. As I've been using this, if you think about it first, I found lots of places where, you know, I can replace a lot of, you know, what would have been a ton of monkey work, repetitive monkey work, with just a single, you know, one swoop, replace all type of thing. One thing that I've always thought is really, really quite basic, but I found a number of people don't know it, is the paste special command. Paste special comes in very handy when, let's say, you want to copy and paste text from, I use it most frequently for copying and pasting text from the internet into, say, a Word document, where you want to strip out all the formatting, because in the internet there could be all sorts of fancy, weird, bizarre formatting that, among other things, could maybe blow up your Word document. So if you use paste special, you'll get the text and all the formatting will be stripped out. And so if you bring that into a Word document, it will bring it into that Word document with the formatting, the fonts, etc., that are the fonts, the default fonts of that particular document. That's the only way I paste stuff from the internet into somewhere like Word. Let me open up a web page here.
Windows M, desktop, folder K, curtain wheel K, Billy Kennedy, enter. So Internet Explorer provided by Toshiba. Apostrophe Killing Kennedy apostrophe by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Duder Dashes.
So this is a book review of a book that Bill O'Reilly wrote called Killing Kennedy. You know, he writes all these assassination books, or he has other people write them for him, and he collects all the money. So
apostrophe Killing Kennedy apostrophe by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Duder.
So let's say I'd like to copy the text of this article from the internet just into a blank Word file. One other thing, by the way, is we can. Something I've started using quite a bit too are what are called temporary place markers. And these can be very nice for like copying chunks of text where simply like doing, you know, shift down arrow a million times gets tedious. So I'm going to create a temporary place marker here at the beginning of the text that I would like to select. And your keystroke for that is Control Windows K.
Temporary place marker set, heading level 1 apostrophe, Killing Kennedy apostrophe by Bill O'Reilly.
And that's what you should hear, temporary place marker set. I happen to know that if I hit H to get to the next heading, that's more or less the bottom of the article.
Killing Kennedy, heading level 4.
And I'll,
blank, heading level 5, the end of Camelot. Heading level 4, Killing Kennedy. Blank, apparently 7% of a bear, blank. Heading level 4, blank.
Okay, I think that's pretty much the end of the document here. And now when I want to select from that temporary place marker at the top down to this point, I'll do that window, that insert space bar for the click noise again in JAWS.
Space.
And this time I'll hit the letter M, I guess for mark text maybe, I don't know, that's just how I remember it.
Selecting between mark place and current position.
And by the way, I use this temporary place marker a lot for like extended text selection in Word documents. It comes in handy for that too. So I'm going to copy this now.
Copy selection to clipboard.
And what I'll do, I'll first go into Word and I'll just do a standard paste. And you'll sort of see what a mess it creates.
Windows M, desktop, folder W, Word 20, enter. Document 1-Microsoft Word, print view, edit.
Okay, so I'll do a standard paste, Control V.
Paste it from clipboard, page 6.
Goes to 6 pages. I'll go to the top.
Page 1, top of 5, apostrophe, Killing Kennedy apostrophe by Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, one thing is, let me see.
Heading, apostrophe, Killing Kennedy, heading level 1, Martin Duber.
One thing is it's kept all the headings in there, so for example, I'll do an insert F now and we'll see that, you know, the format might not be what we want here.
Folded, 24 point, black on white, Times New Roman, normal style, line spacing, colon, single paragraph, formatting, colon, aligned left, outline, lettuce, escape.
So it's brought in all that formatting, and if I down arrow a little bit here, you'll see there's like graphics and all sorts of messy stuff that you probably don't want.
By link, Janet Maslick, 10,
links.
Link, content, link, content, bullet, link, share, bullet, link, bullet, link, bullet, link, bullet, bullet, according to a quote, we are the up next one, photo. Page 2, graphic HTTP.
So there's a photo, there's a graphic. It's really a mess. You probably don't want all of that stuff. To get out of what I just did there, I'm going to do an undo with a Control Z just to have the blank page back again.
Undo page 1.
And now I'm going to do paste special instead. Your shortcut key to get there, and for me it's one worth memorizing, is Alt H for the home tab, V, S for special, but I'll go into the ribbons just so we see where it is. It's not very far in.
Upper ribbon, home tab, the J's ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon.
It's here in the home tab. I'll just tab down once.
Tab, lower ribbon, clipboard group box, face button to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab or use the arrow keys, all followed by H, V.
It's here in the paste. I'll hit enter.
Lower ribbon, clipboard group box, use destination theme, split button, menu group, group box, paste options, colon group box, use destination theme, grid, 1-4, to move through the...
So are there different paste options here? I'll down arrow to where it says paste special.
Menu, paste special, ... control plus V to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, V, S.
And again, it's an alt H, V, S. That would be your shortcut key to get us to right where we're going right now.
Menu, paste special dialog, ask colon list box, HTML format to move to an item, press the arrow keys, alt A.
And it says HTML because that's how it's coming in now, but we have two choices to strip out all that formatting. I could up arrow once.
Unformatted text.
To either unformatted text, or I could down arrow to...
HTML format, unformatted Unicode text.
Unformatted Unicode text. I don't know really what the difference is, but I know Unicode stands for something, but I'm not sure what. And now I'll hit enter. So again, if I was to do the shortcut, I would have done Alt-H, V-S, and then up arrow or down arrow to unformatted text. So I'll now hit enter.
Print view, edit.
Now I'll go back to the top.
Top of file, blank, apostrophe, Killing Kennedy, apostrophe, by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dewar.
Okay, so there the heading is gone. I'll hit insert F.
11-point, steel, blue on white, Liberty, normal style, line, spacing, colon, single, paragraph.
Okay, all this is the default for this computer, and if I were to down arrow, all those links and stuff would be gone. The wording of the links will be there, but not, they won't say link anymore.
Blank, by Janet Maslin, blank, continue reading the main story, blank, share, tweet, pin.
Okay, and anyway, if we kept going down, a whole bunch of that stuff would have been cleared out. So for me, this is the only way that I copy and paste stuff from the internet. And it clears out a whole bunch of headaches. The temporary place markers I found very, very useful, like in a Word document. Let's say, you know, you have a 15-page document and you'd like to select 3 or 4 pages of it. Yep. And copy and paste it somewhere. JAWS or Word or someone has had for a long time an extended text selection function. But this is I won't trouble you by telling you what it is, but when I found out this was much better. Let's say I would like this Killing Kennedy article. I would like to create a hyperlink for this. And not only would I like to create a hyperlink, but I'd also like to, you know, instead of just having the HTTP blah, 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 give it a label. This is very easily done. I'm still in the article on the internet, and we want to get to the address bar where we can copy and paste the HTTP, the URL. So you can either do Internet Explorer, you can either do F6 or Alt-D. Most people do Alt-D, so I'll do the Alt-D.
Alt-D, new tab page, address and search using bin edit, http://www.
So you hear the whole URL thing there. And by the way, that URL it's highlighted, it's already selected. So I want to copy that. Control C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
And now I'll go back to Word. And again, this works exactly the same whether you are putting this into Word, into Outlook, into Excel. It's exactly the same in any of those applications. I'll go back to Word.
Alt tab, document 1-Microsoft Word. Document 1.
I'll create a new document.
Control N, document 2-Microsoft Word, print view, edit.
Okay, and now I'll paste that hyperlink. Control V. And again, no paste special, just a straight Control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
Let me hit enter to get to the next line.
Enter.
And now I'll up arrow.
Link, duker.html, underline r equals 3. Link, http://www.
Okay, so there's the link right there. That's the hyperlink, and if you're happy with hearing the whole URL, then you're done. What I just did there in Word, you could do that into the body of an email message, into a cell in Excel, into a PowerPoint presentation, wherever, okay? But I'd like to go one more step now, and I would just simply like to, instead of having HTTP blah, 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 I'd like to give it a descriptive label. I just want to make sure, I'll right arrow here just to make sure I'm inside that link.
T.
Anywhere, okay? Now I'll hit my applications key.
Applications. Menu cut unavailable to move through items, press up or down arrow T.
And I'll down arrow to edit hyperlink.
Copy unavailables. Leaving menus, table, paste option. Menu, edit, hyperlink, dot, dot, dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now hit enter on that.
Menu, edit, hyperlink, dialog, link to colon, address colon, edit combo, http://www.
So I'm in a dialog box here, and I'm going to tab several times.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, existing file or web, tab, text to display, colon, edit, com, /2012/10.
So here where it says text to display, it's already populated by the whole, the URL, the HTTP, etc. But I'll just type over this Killing Kennedy article.
KILLING KENNEDY ARTICLE.
Okay, and now I'll just shift tab back to the OK button. I don't know what happens when I tab, but I just know that if I shift tab, I'll get to where I want to get to.
Shift tab, existing plus shift tab, cancel plus shift tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And I'll space bar.
Space, print view, edit.
And now if I down arrow and up arrow.
Link, Killing Kennedy article.
There it is. I mean, this is useful for the obvious reason that, you know, it's described there. But, you know, if you're putting links into Word articles, for example, and you had a lot of links, you know, wouldn't it be nice, rather than having a whole bunch of HTTPs that take up a bunch of space, to be able to use your insert F7, just like you'd use in the internet, and be able to navigate to links with meaningful titles. This is very simple, and what I just did here in Word, it's the exact same procedure in any of those other Microsoft Office applications.
Well, David, thank you very much. This is great. I just love it. And I guess we're just about out of time, so let's call it a day, and we will do this again the second Saturday in October.